This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump is back in the United States at his Florida retreat after his unannounced Thanksgiving Day visit to American troops in Afghanistan. Other than the trip itself, Mr. Trump made some news. We get a report from AP's Ed Donahue.
This was the president's first visit to the scene of America's longest war.
There's nowhere I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth.
The president told the troops there are peace talks going on with the Taliban.
We'll see if they want to make a deal. It's got to be a real deal, but we'll see. But they want to make a deal. And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job.
The first stop for the president at Bagram was a dining hall. He served meals. As for eating,
I had some of the mashed potatoes, and I had a bite of mashed potatoes. And I never got to the turkey because General Milley said, come on over, sir, let's take some pictures.
About 12,000 U.S. forces remain in Afghanistan. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president reaffirmed he hopes to reduce the U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan to 8,600, but it's believed that will be linked to a peace deal with the Taliban. Former Japanese Prime Minister Yasuhiro Nakasone died today at a Tokyo hospital. He was 101 years old. The office of his son, Hirofumi Nakasone, confirmed the former Japanese leader's death, although the cause was not immediately known. Nakasone was a staunch conservative who forged a strong military alliance with the United States. As Prime Minister from 1982 to 1987, Nakasone was known for his warm ties with U.S. President Ronald Reagan. North Korea today confirmed it conducted a successful test of what it called a super-large multiple rocket launcher yesterday, the latest reminder of Pyongyang's end-of-the-year deadline for resuming nuclear talks with the United States. Though Pyongyang appears to be insisting on an easing of U.S. economic sanctions. Yesterday's was North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May. The official Korean Central News Agency said Kim Jong-un expressed satisfaction with the results. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah today is reeling from Thursday's deadly violence when at least 25 anti-government protesters were killed by security forces as demonstrators blocked roads and bridges. The total Iraqi death toll for another day of civil unrest, upwards of 40 people, with more than 200 wounded. In Baghdad, four people were killed as protesters tried to cross the bridge, which leads to the Green Zone, the heavily fortified seat of government. Here in Washington, the next phase of public impeachment hearings begins next week before the House Judiciary Committee. That panel is charged with drawing up possible articles of impeachment against President Trump, which could happen before Christmas. A volunteer firefighter in Australia has been charged with arson in the country's unprecedented bushfire crisis. Dozens of fires continue to burn in Queensland and New South Wales. More than 50 people have been accused of arson since August. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Fire chiefs say the alleged arson south of Sydney was the ultimate betrayal of emergency crews risking their lives on the front line. They insist the accusations could tarnish the reputation of the entire service. Investigators believe the teenage suspect lit the blazes and then later returned as part of his duties as a volunteer firefighter. The Australian Institute of Criminology has estimated that around half of the nation's bushfires are either arson or suspected arson. Most offenders are male, many are children. Some have been the victims of sexual or physical abuse.
That was Phil Mercer reporting for VOA from Sydney. A message of sharing cultures is taking place at a handful of schools across the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the so-called newcomers' schools.
At the Los Americas Newcomers School in Houston, where Marie Moreno is the principal.
As soon as they walk in the door, we want them to feel welcome, feel safe.
Some children may be frightened by the sound of a helicopter or other reminders of military conflicts in their homeland, and others disrupt classes by turning unfamiliar light switches on and off. At the Valencia Newcomer School in Phoenix, 10-year-old Rebecca Kawa says she was raised in Uganda.
I like this school because they teach you English.
Educators worry, though, with President Trump lowering the cap on refugees to a historic low, will the funding be there for their schools going forward? I'm Jackie Quinn.
The death toll in earthquake-ravaged Albania has risen to at least 41 after nine bodies were pulled from the rubble and hope faded for finding additional survivors from Tuesday's disaster. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.